son peligrosos también. So dear friends, it's a great joy to be here. It's our first stop in the United States. Because we want to present to you this great devotion to our level of soledad in Spanish. It's really important for these moments. So important that we saw the necessity to pass through this country, beautiful country, to spread around this important, very important, extremely important devotion. It's timely devotion that is coming from God, this request. This is a request coming from God himself. So we start by saying that our Lord in Fatima, he was very clear, saying that he wanted now to focus in the Immaculate Heart of Mary, but also he wanted us, besides the devotion and the Holy Rosary, he wanted clearly that we will repair her Immaculate Heart, her sorrowful Immaculate Heart. This is the point, the most important point that we have to reflect, reparation. O sea, the reparation is the key point, the key word in this devotion, also in the obligation that we have towards the Blessed Virgin Mary. Remember, the reparation comes from the necessity for pay of the debts that we have towards God for because of our sins. So, every sin we commit demands from God's justice to repair the damage done to his dignity, to his order, the order he established on the world, this world. Remember, the one thing is the offense that we commit, which is forgiven by God easily. If it's venial, it's easily forgiven through holy water or the rosary. And it is mortal sin through confession. But the damage done is not repaired necessarily through confession or by our daily prayers and penances. We have to atone. The atonement, which is the concept, reparation, atonement, is almost gone from the Catholic world, even tradition. So, every sin must be repaired by someone. So our Lord already died on the cross. But remember, he died on the cross and the Blessed Virgin Mary was at the foot of the cross, as a corredentrix. But if we don't cooperate, if we don't share that reparation, there is no reparation for us. It's one of the great principles of the mystical life. We must carry our cross after our Lord, which is the cross of our Lord and our brothers, in order to receive the blessings from the cross, from the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we don't share in the sufferings of Christ, we will not share in the glory of the resurrection. So, words of St. Paul. St. Paul said that, St. Paul himself. So that means we are obliged to share in the reparation of the pains and the cross of our Lord, but also in the sorrows of our Blessed Mother at the foot of the cross. This is exactly the message of Fatima when our Lord wants us to repair her Immaculate Heart for the offenses against her, which she suffers for whatever and each of our sins we commit, as well as our Lord suffer for each one and each of our sins, also the Blessed Virgin Mary. So our Lord in Fatima is stressing out the point of reparation on the Immaculate Heart of Mary. He gave us a clue of what is the most important grace and source of graces from him towards us, if we just fulfill this requirement. Means whatever we do for to repair Mary, Mary's hearts and sorrows, that will receive the reward from God in a plentiful manner on this life and in next life, life everlasting. So basically, our Lord revealed to us, unto us, the greatest secret of his heart about what is the most important intention that he has in his heart, his mind, which is not only to love the Blessed Virgin Mary, but to show that love by repairing, by sharing with her, her anguish, her sorrows, her solitude. So people wonder, in this, we have been traveling around many countries and already with this devotion. People is asking why we focus now on the solitude, switching from the sorrows of our Lord's sorrowful heart, and the seven sorrows, to the solitude. It's because the times we are living through. So in this moment, we can see clearly that the Catholic Church is undergoing an analogy with the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ on the Good Friday and Holy Saturday. So, on Good Friday, when our Lord died on the cross, and also on Holy Saturday, the remnant of Catholics was the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint John, the Holy Women, around our Lady. So, it is very similar to what is happening now, because the hierarchy in the church is fighting back in a diabolical manner, like Caiaphas, to exterminate the name of the Lord and his religion, and his holy sacrifice, the Mass. And the governments also, the New World Order, is fighting more than ever to extinguish whatever Catholic life and spiritual life is left. So that equal on Good Friday, in analogy with the truth of the going. And if you remember, the apostles flee. Many of the apostles flee, of course. Many disciples were in perplexity. Others were hidden. Others were Judas betraying our Lord. Others were participating in the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ by shouting the crucifixion. Following up the Romans' crimes against our Lord, Pontius Pilate, Caiaphas. So the important thing to remember is that on those moments, the lead was the Blessed Virgin Mary. So she kept the faith completely. She was the reference, the light, the wisdom, the fortitude, the imitation of, for the apostles in order to keep the faith, or keep perseverance and patience, those tribulations, those moments of tribulation. So, and the apostles, they were, especially Saint John, he was in charge of our Lord, by our Lord on the cross, to take care of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So, when our Lord passed away, when he died on the cross, Saint John, his only thought was to be with the Blessed Virgin Mary, to accompany her, to console her, to be at her service. And he will not move his eyes, his heart, his attention from the Blessed Virgin Mary. Exactly the model that we have to imitate in these moments. Not to take out our eyes out of the Blessed Virgin Mary's sorrowful anguish, in her anguish, in her solitude, in order to repair her heart and to win the graces that we need, and to persevere with her until the end, until our Lord fix this disorder and the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary comes forth. This is why it's extremely important to meditate on the solitude of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Basically, there are 9 steps of the solitude of Mary. I invite each one of you to perform every day, at least the novena, which may us meditate and to draw out of this devotion all the strength, the faith, the hope, the charity, patience, the spirit of the martyrs that we need in order to pass through this situation, this crisis, severe crisis, and especially fidelity, especially atonement, the reparation for our sins and the sins of the others, especially humility also, and the spirit of detachment from the world, and penance, precisely because we don't want to offend, we don't have any more to receive judgment, we don't want her to be sad because of our sins. So we have to switch from sinning in an habitual manner against God, and therefore against Mary's wishes, to switch from that sinful mode that we have in a habitual manner very often, to switch to complete fidelity, complete surrender of ourselves to the service of Mary, but focusing in repairing her heart, to contemplating her anguish, to giving souls and consolation to her by our fidelity. So the 9 steps is, we can go deeper in different moments, but basically the first step is when our Lord passed away on the cross and his heart is trespassed by the sword. The first step of her solitude. She becomes an orphan, a widow already. And the solitude is going deeper and deeper as the 9 steps pass by. The second step is when she receives in her arms our Lord, our Lord's dead body. The third step is when Our Lady helps to bury our Lord. The fourth step is when Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, contemplates the tomb of our Lord already closed. The fifth step is when Our Lady goes back to Calvary to meditate and to adore the cross, the true cross of our Lord, but empty already, with full of blood. The sixth step is when Our Lady comes back to the sepulchre, which is already with the stone blocking the entrance, but from far away she contemplates, she repairs, she atones, she accompanies our Lord's body already on the grave, the tomb. The seventh step is when Our Lady goes with St. John to his house to have a vigil of prayer, and everybody is accompanying our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, in penance, in fasting, in vigil, her anguish, her sorrow, her horrors. The eighth step is Holy Saturday already, is the practice of our true devotion to Mary in the context of the situation of the crisis today, which is we don't have sacraments anymore, or faithful priests around to trust in their in their sacraments, in their doctrine. We are left almost alone without consolation, spiritual consolations from the church. But doesn't matter, because Our Lady suffices for us. So we must at that moment, the eighth step to practice our consolation to Mary, fully at the service. At her service, expecting consolation only from her, whatever she decides, whatever she wants to give us, but we focusing only in fidelity, in not committing sin, in not going behind whatever is not the will of God. Even if we have to give up sacraments and priests, and we have to give up even our common needs for this life, in order to be faithful to our Lord, to the Blessed Virgin Mary, knowing that she is the mediatrix of all graces. She's going to give us whatever she wants, but The focus is not to receive something, but to give us completely to Him. And the last step of the solitude is precisely Our Lady consoling us, telling us that the prize, the reward, and the heaven, and the triumph is nearby, that we have to persevere, but to endure with patience and perseverance our fidelity, our servitude, our solitude with Mary, because she's going to triumph very soon with our Lord. This is exactly the steps that we have to undergo every day to remind ourselves in order to accompany our Lady in the real contest of the Christ of the Church. This is the contest in which we find the Blessed Virgin Mary on the Good Friday and Good Saturday, seeing the loss of souls going to hell by thousands every second, also seeing our Lord being banished, despised, offended, His doctrine has been twisted, He has been already banned from the hierarchy, His mass, His perpetual sacrifice, His doctrine have been banned, forbidden, outlawed. So our Lady is really alone in this fight, as it was on Good Friday after our Lord passed away, and Good Saturday, Holy Saturday. It was so important to start this perpetual novena, this perpetual meditation on her sorrows, but focused on the sorrows toward the sixth and seventh sorrow of Mary and the Good Saturday, which is what is going to make us realize how to practice our consecration to Mary in real service by repairing her heart, focusing in her sorrows, in her tears for souls, and her tears for reparation, for the dignity of our Lord who has been stepping up on us, has been defiled the honor of our Lord. That demands reparation. Reparation from the ingratitude of men and from the sins of mankind. This is the times in which we are standing in this moment. To be completely surrendered to Mary in her service, but focusing on her solitude, on her sorrows. When our Lord is not present anymore in the chapels, in the sacraments, in the fake and diabolical masses. Our Lord is not there anymore. This is fulfilled the prophecy of Our Lady of Good Success, saying that in vain Catholics will find the red light, which indicates the real presence of our Lord on the churches. They will not find Him anymore. These are the words of Our Lady of Good Success, which are literally being fulfilled in this moment. So it's why we invite you to have this devotion, because it's tremendously powerful to get rid of sin, to abandon detachment from worldly things, from our petty, disorderly attachments in this world, give us living faith, strong hope, real charity towards God and the Blessed Virgin Mary and mankind, and give us the fortitude of the martyrs to face what is coming, what is we are undergoing. This is to fight face to face well with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the devil, and all the diabolical makeup of these moments, which is the government of the Antichrist already. So we pray and we ask for this grace to understand and to love Mary under her solitude, her sorrows, her anguish. So after Mass, we are going to pray together in Novena to teach you how to do it. It's in Spanish, but we want to translate as we read it, as we pray it. Except the hymn is in Spanish. It's the custom even in the Philippines for always having in Spanish, even today, when they sing the hymn to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we continue with Holy Mass, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.